Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rebel Room Postgame Edition. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer. Not quite the same type of effort to talk about tonight, Wednesday night, compared to Saturday when we were dissecting an 88-74 blowout of then number 12 BYU. Rebels get their national ranking back and take a little bit of a step back in a 76-66 loss at home to New Mexico. 18,044 on hand to witness it. Well, it was almost an epic comeback, but really UNLV fell victim to the same things that put them in that hole to start with. Ryan Green here, Ray Brewer, and we are here to talk about it with you, Ray. Let's just jump right on into it because, New Mexico made its presence felt right from go, and, UNLV tried and tried and tried to escape and just really could never get over that hump.
Yeah, UNLV actually trailed from start to finish, which you rarely see, especially at home. And the one thing I find with this team is they struggle immensely with any opponent that has any kind of height. And we saw tonight the story for me, New Mexico 45 rebounds, UNLV 23. When you give up a little bit of height, you have to play your best and you have to have that edge about you. And we saw tonight, and Kruger and company said it in the post-game interviews, New Mexico just dove on the loop. You know, if a ball bounced off the rack in warm-ups, New Mexico was diving on it, and they had that kind of energy from start to finish, really wanted the game. You could tell New Mexico was real bitter what happened at the Pit in early January. You know, they have the lead against UNLV. Kendall Wallace gets hot. UNLV kind of steals the game. A game I think New Mexico, who's number 15 in the land, thought they could have won, and they came in here tonight, made a big-time statement against UNLV. I really like this New Mexico team. I didn't realize until seeing them in person how big and long they were. And UNLV, formula for disaster,
and
big and long.
And it's not even just the height, too. I mean, the height is a good point because UNLV has struggled against bigger teams, but it's the athleticism. And, you know, look, Kendall Wallace had a great showing in that first game. Hit 7 of 10, 7 of 9 threes, I can't remember exactly. Six of them in the second half. That performance was great. He scored 21 points, I believe it was. You know, UNLV leaves all happy after losing one to San Diego State. They beat BYU to open league play. They beat New Mexico. All's well in the world. You know, but his three-point shooting in that game covered up a couple of holes because if you look back in that game, they were out-rebounded 41-30. New Mexico had 12 offensive rebounds in that game. New Mexico had tons of open looks from three-point range in that game. They were 4 of 18. They had open look after open look. But this time around, it was pretty much the same story. They made them pay a little more with the offensive rebounds with 19 second-chance points. And they hit 11 of 21 threes. UNLV, they played New Mexico very much the same way they did last time. New Mexico was a little more efficient this time.
And we saw on Saturday against BYU, obviously the big win for UNLV, they hit all their shots. They couldn't miss. And today when the shots aren't falling, things like getting out-rebounded really shine bright. Let me give you folks a quick stat, and I know I'm real numbers-heavy today, but New Mexico, 17 offensive rebounds. Philip McDonald, Darren Hobson, who was a stud, each had 4. Offensive rebounds. UNLV, only 23 total rebounds. Their top rebounder, Standback and Willis, each with 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dude, that is very glaring for me. You hate to go with the numbers, but when the shots aren't falling for this UNLV team, if you look at the games they've lost, they've missed their shots, and then they've gotten a rut where they can't get caught up. And tonight they fall behind by double digits seemingly like that, and then their whole game plan's out of whack. You see him rushing a little bit on offense. You see him taking bad shots. And everything kind of just fell to pieces. A deck of cards falling down. Any kind of spiral theory you want to use. And it started with the missed shots, parlayed to the no rebounds.
And, I mean, look, UNLV closed an 18-point deficit to a 2-point deficit in a matter of 8 minutes. You know, it went from 61-43 to 65-63.
Mac was rocking,
and,
by the way.
And yeah, and it was loud in there. Let's give them a lot of credit, okay, for a 20-4 comeback or a run to get it within two. But you know, look, it's hard to erase, 30 minutes of being out-hustled, being out-shot. UNLV was sped up for much of the game, and Oscar Belfield admitted as much, saying they were sped up and relied on the three a little bit too much. They were 10 of 30, only took 28 shots inside the arc. 30 outside and 28 inside. That's a huge disparity.
Live and die by the three, man.
And sometimes it's going to bite you.
Lived on Saturday, died on Wednesday.
I don't know how much you can really – I mean, look, the comeback was nice, and, you know, yeah, they deserve some credit for not giving up, but at the end of the day, the problems are still the problems.
Yeah, and moving forward, always, you know, glass is half full. Yeah, they erased that deficit, looked great, and things were really clicking. But, you know, end of the day, a loss is a loss. Trevon Willis, who was brilliant against BYU with the 33 points. Tonight, with 13 points on 4 of 13 shooting. Bottom line, New Mexico knew where he was every second he was on the court. Was D'd up against, and something I told you when we got back to the office, Trevon Willis had a double-double tonight. 13 points, 10 assists, had 8 assists against BYU. And I said, you know, maybe he was a little, Ryan, too unselfish with the ball. You know, maybe he should have been looking for his shot, because he's clearly, to me, UNLV's only scoring threat consistently game in and game out.
Well, see, I think Chase Stanback is, too. And Chase Stanback was not there tonight. Look, it was the first time in a while that he hasn't been there as far as being aggressive, being confident. He had, you know, 4 points, 4 rebounds. He didn't do much in 34 minutes, but... You know, I think Trey, you know, 4 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 5 from three. You know, I thought he was aggressive. I did, but you know what? Look, I do think he was very well guarded. I think maybe they guarded him better than almost anybody this year, with the exception of a USC. They guarded him in the same way. You throw him a lot of different looks. You take away that first step, and, you know, you cut off his path to the basket where he loves to get that, you know, where he loves to get that bread and butter.
And lesson learned today for UNLV. Moving forward, they're going to have to find more options than Trevon Willis, because, you know, popping a tape of this New Mexico game or that USC game in December and find out, you know, guard him real tight and let the other guys beat you. And on some nights or most nights, it doesn't look like those other guys could combine to beat you. Now, I think Belfield had a great game today. And I think he's had a pretty darn good year. 15 points, had those two big three-pointers. And you mentioned that 20-4 run there in the second half.
Had a four-point play.
He was good. And it's.
But he did also put up 10 three-pointers.
Hey.
And that's your point guard.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But you know, look, it's one game. You know, it hardly ruins the season for UNLV. And you know, before we move forward and give you some numbers. And talk future, I will say this. I think this was the first time where they really missed Derek Jasper, and we talked about this a little bit.
I agree. I think the thing with Jasper is that he's a bigger body, obviously, but he really demands respect when he has the ball. He's a 6'6 point guard when he's got the ball in his hands. Great passer, great scorer. Very long and athletic, and just another body you need on the inside. And yeah, you're right. They absolutely missed him tonight.
Well, giving you some numbers, Hobson, who we mentioned earlier, the hometown kid, coming back for his first game at playing against UNLV at the MAC, where he attended tons of games as a kid. He had 16 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, was all over the place, had a huge putback bucket there late in the game. He only played 23 minutes.
Foul trouble,
had 4 fouls, a technical. Roman Martinez, 16 points, 9 boards, 4 of 8 from 3. He really struggled from long range the first time against UNLV. Darius Gary, one of the toughest players in the Mountain West. Maybe the league's craftiest point guard. 15 points, 6 assists, only 2 turnovers, was 9 of 9 at the free throw line. He was big. Phillip McDonald, like you mentioned, 13 points, 8 boards. You know, maybe one thing against New Mexico that might cost them down the road, lack of depth. They played 8 guys. Their bench, you know, played a total of 42 minutes. So they had 3 starters play at least 36 minutes.
Only brought 10 guys. Only dressed out 10 today.
Yeah, so...
And when you look, if you want to look ahead, you know, they're going to have to win 3 games in 3 days to win the league. And when you only bring 10 guys, you're going to get tired.
Yeah. UNLV on their side, we mentioned Belfield with the team high 15 points. Trey with 13 and 10. Matt Shaw 12 off the bench, and Matt Shaw didn't come in until about the 7 minute mark in the first half. Had three offensive touches right off the bat and produced 7 points with him. He had 12 points and three boards. UNLV 19 assists, only 6 turnovers. That's actually not a terrible number, but just not enough from the Rebels tonight. Now let's spin it forward, because 19-5 overall, 7-3. They are knocked back down a rung in the ladder in the Mountain West standings. New Mexico, for the time being, all by themselves in first at 8-2. BYU idle this midweek. They are 7-2. UNLV 7-3. Monster road trip. I mean, that's the only way we can put it. They play San Diego State at 7 p.m. Saturday, at Utah next Wednesday night. 1 o'clock on Saturday against San Diego State. Had that wrong. If you're looking at one area from tonight where the Rebels can't repeat their performance, where do you think it is?
It's got to be rebounding, because mm-hmm. both San Diego State and Utah, as we saw when Utah came into the MAC and beat UNLV, they have length, they have size, and they're going to definitely try to expose UNLV's weakness on the inside. Remember, San Diego State was with UNLV from start to finish.
Out-rebounded him,
arguably outplayed him, had the game to win. It's just San Diego State is a little weak in guard play.
Yeah.
And that showed, but on the inside.
And efficiency.
real long. And you got to remember, Billy White at the time was playing on one leg, basically. He had the injured ankle. So that's going to be a real tough game on Saturday for UNLV, especially when you get out-rebounded by 22 points. And then the Utah game. I know Utah has looked bad since they beat UNLV, but they've got like 3 guys over 7 foot, and they seem to have career days against UNLV.
Yeah, and San Diego State's getting hot now. 17-7 overall. They do have 4 losses in the league, but they're playing everybody tough right now, and UNLV probably facing a little bit of a different San Diego State team now than they did a few weeks ago, a team that's playing with a lot more confidence. How confident are you in UNLV that they bounce back now? Now, the trends are with UNLV here, because, one, they've played well off of losses this year. Heck, you look at the first time they beat New Mexico. You look at how they bounced back from the Utah loss. And 8-1 in true road games. Now, do those trends hold up, you think, for the Rebels heading out west?
Boy, it's a real coin flip. Every time I think that they've lost and they've taken a step back, they regroup so fast. They make such great adjustments, especially in the short windows in the league. I think they're going to go into San Diego State, and I think they're going to pull out a victory.
I do, too.
For some reason, I just don't see them beating Utah. The Hudson Center is a tough place to play. And Utah has got that size advantage. But then again, you know, the bad taste of losing to Utah at home. I wouldn't be surprised if UNLV goes 2-0 on this trip. But at the same time, if they go 0-2, I wouldn't be surprised either, because I think San Diego State is just – I mean, they're athletic, man. Mm. And there's no other way to slice and dice it. Saturday afternoon game, UNLV's backs will be against the wall for that one.
Couldn't put it better myself. For Ray Brewer, this is Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room Postgame Edition. We will talk to you again Saturday after UNLV takes on San Diego State out at the Viejas Arena at the Aztec Bowl in San Diego State. For Ray Brewer, Ryan Green, we'll talk to you later. Take care.